Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on the harmonic structure of sound. I thought we'd go back. We've done a show on this before, but I thought we'd go back and get back to the basics, because a lot of people don't realize the importance of harmonics and how important they are in sound healing. So our intention is that we may sink into the harmonic world, which is really the quantum world, the whole quantum world, and become one again with the whole universe, where we see the patterns of everything in the entire universe and are able to work with it in complete harmony. That's all. We hold that intention. But before we get started, I want to tell you about a few things happening at the school here. On Sunday, October 19th, we've got our open house, which is a free sound healing workshop from 1 to 6 p.m. here. And it's a lot of information on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and also a lot of heart-opening meditations. And we put people on sound chairs and sound tables and play bowls and all different types of things. We've got the whole sound healing store here. And it's just a great time. Everybody gets vibrated into bliss. And so if you can make it for that, just show up. The cool thing is it's free parking on Sundays again in San Francisco. So there's plenty of parking out front. And again, Sunday, October 19th, 1 to 6. Also, right now, we've got a huge sale going on in our Sound of Love store, where we have everything from sound tables and chairs to crystal harps, crystal bowls, alchemical bowls, Tibetan bowls, crystals, tuning forks, tingshas, hand drums, kalimbas, didgeridoos, gongs, rattles, brain machine glasses that will put you into a brainwave state with flashing lights, voice analysis program, scalar wave frequency transmission technologies. We've got all types of stuff. And the sale is not only here at the Institute, at the store, at the physical store, but it's also online as well. And it started today and goes through next Saturday, October 18th. It's 10 to 15% off everything in the store. So check that out at soundoflove.com. I love that website. And also, the other thing we have happening right now is, you know, we just did our sound healing conference. I'm still recuperating from so much love, so much joy. Oh, my God, it was just amazingly blissful. Everybody was so high, and it was really quite incredible. Our next one's going to be September 11th. To the 14th next year, 2015, in the same place in Oakland. It's just a beautiful, wonderful venue with the outdoor area and outdoor park and indoor conference area. It was just it's incredible. So, but if you missed it, or even if you didn't miss it, you can get audio and video recordings of the workshops and the concerts at conferencerecording.com, conferencerecording.com. They recorded all the indoor workshops and all the concerts, and you can get bits and pieces or get the whole conference. So check that out at conferencerecording.com. We also have classes coming up in January. We actually have classes right now in sound healing, and you could do individual classes here. We've got the inner sound and transformation class coming up in a couple of weeks. We've got the class with Randy Masters on resonant connections. So a lot of individual classes you could take this semester, and you can check them out at soundhealingcenter.com. Just click on the certificate program. And the next full certificate program starts January 20th. And if you pay in full by November 1st, you get $300 off on the program, so it would only be $2,000. And that's goes until about the end of April. And we also have the same program online that you could start just next week. You could start this week, this Tuesday or next Tuesday. And that's the certificate program. We also have the associate degree program as well. It works really well. We do a lot of toning and chanting and mantras and and healings on each other, and it's a great program, really great program. You can do it with live instructors on Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturday mornings, or do it by video, or do a combination. We also have the associate degree program is at the Institute as well. Of course, the first semester of the certificate program is the associate's degree, so you can just continue right into the associate's degree. If you pay in full for that, you save $1,500 by November 1st. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Program. The next class starts January 20th, and that's 3.5 months, and it's how to run Pro Tools, or if you're interested in other programs like Ableton Live or Logic Audio, we can also go over those as well. But it's how to use them in a very profound way to affect people at a much deeper level. And if you pay in full for that by November 1st, you can save $700. So it's only $3,100. And so those are the programs. We also have my book is still available. It's on sale right now for $35 instead of $48. And that's the complete guide to sound healing, how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have all the treatments online, and Emmanuel is still working on people as well. And still, people claim their cancer is gone after working with Emmanuel over and over. So if you're interested in that or any of the other treatments online, we do treatments for ADD, ADHD, treatments for we do chakra treatments, we do voice analysis, or I can find your soul frequency as well and give you a CD and the key of your soul where you can always go back to peace. So that's what's happening at the Institute. If you're interested, give us a call at 415-777-2486, or you could email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And that's our website, of course, soundhealingcenter.com. So, harmonics. It's interesting that a lot of people don't realize that there are many frequencies and many notes in every sound. If I simply go, that one note that I just sung has 100 different notes in it, 100 different frequencies in that one sound. A lot of people think it's just one note, you know, maybe that's A. And the reason that is because our brain can't handle it. Our brain can't handle 100 notes. So it just goes, oh, that's an A. But technically, that sound is made up of 100 different notes. And those notes are all, get a little technical here, mathematical multiples. So if I happen to sing 100 hertz, which is very close to an A, if I go, ooh, what's happening is that all those higher frequencies are exact mathematical multiples. So if I'm singing 100 hertz, then the second harmonic will be 200, then 300, and 400, and 500, and 600, and 700. So all harmonics are mathematical multiples. If the frequency I was singing was 80 hertz, it would be 80, 160, 240, 320, 400, 480, and so forth. And all sounds, just about, have this mathematical structure in it. All the frequencies that make up sounds have this mathematical structure in it. Now, what's interesting, I'll just jump to the highlight here, is that this mathematical structure is also the same in the distance between the planets. I'll pause and let that sink in for a moment. the mathematical structure of sound is the same as the mathematical structure of the distance of the planets. The distance between the Sun and Mercury is the fundamental or main note frequency. The distance from Mercury to Venus is 2 times the distance of the Sun to Mercury. Venus to Earth is 3 times the Sun to Mercury. Earth to Mars is 4 times the Sun to Mercury. Mars to the asteroid belt is 5 times the Sun to Mercury. And then 6 times to Jupiter. Jupiter to Saturn is 7. Saturn to Neptune is 8. Neptune to Uranus is 9, if I got them in the right order. And then Pluto is wacky. It's not. It doesn't even fit in. It's not a planet anyway. No. So it's not exact, but it's really close. And you have to average out the elliptical orbits. But the harmonic structure is in our solar system. The same mathematical structure is in the weight of each vertebrae in your back. They get heavier and heavier as they go down, 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, and so forth. And it's also in the auras, according to Fabian Maman. They get higher and higher in frequency as you go out from up and up in the auras. And that's why he recommends that you use acoustic instruments, because electric instruments distort the harmonics and it sounds, and therefore it doesn't resonate your auras or your spine for that matter, or the planets for that matter as well. It's also the same harmonic structure mathematically is in the quantum field. There's different matter will jump from different energy levels, one level of energy to another, and those energy levels are mathematical multiples also. 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times. It's the structure of the universe in one way, the harmonic structure of sound. It's also in chemistry. The different elements are harmonics. Every element in chemistry is a frequency. It's, in fact, that's how they define elements, is by its vibrational rate, oxygen and hydrogen and so forth. And they have their own harmonic. In fact, when you have water, water is simply 2 harmonics of hydrogen and 1 harmonic of oxygen. So technically, every element, every molecule is a harmonic structure. Every molecule is a harmonic structure. That means that every physical thing in the universe can be precisely, mathematically mapped to a harmonic structure of sound. And that means that if you are working on, say, a cell. A lot of people talk about the frequency of cells, which is important, but even more important is the harmonic structure of a cell. The cell is not just one frequency. The cell's got the nucleus. It's got all the different parts, the membranes, all the different parts that make up a cell. Every part of a cell is a different frequency. So that's its harmonic structure, is all the different frequencies that make up the cell, and they create an overall tone or timbre. When you have a bunch of harmonics, they create a tone or a timbre, which is a sound. It's simply the quality of a sound. It's all based on the harmonic structure. Which harmonics are in a sound? And the volume of those harmonics. It's also even the timing of the harmonics, which gets a little more detailed and very detailed as far as the phase relationship of the harmonics. But it's mostly which harmonics are there. Now, let's let's actually take a little break and just listen to some sounds. And you can tune into the harmonics, but before we do it, let me do some overtone singing, where I actually turn up the volume of the harmonics in my voice by matching the wavelength of the harmonic to the distance between my tongue and the roof of my mouth. If that's too much, then just enjoy the ride. Okay? The point is, when the distance between the tongue and the roof of the mouth match the wavelength of a harmonic, it creates a standing wave, which then boosts the volume of that harmonic. And that's where you'll hear the higher harmonics in my voice. Let me do a little overtone singing and let you hear the higher harmonics. Again, I'm simply moving my tongue so that the distance matches the harmonic wavelength. Every one of those higher frequencies are mathematical multiples of the main note that I'm singing, the main low note. So let's play the song Reconnection. This is about reconnecting to ourselves and reconnecting to source energy. And listen for the harmonics within each, and there's no overtone singing in here, but listen to it within each of the synthesizer sounds, and you'll be able to hear higher harmonics if you listen closely. So have a whole nother dimension. probably hear the harmonics the best in the didgeridoo. You can really hear harmonics well in didges. You know, if I sing an A, all the sounds, you know, you don't, most people don't hear the harmonics separately when you sing a note. Again, because the brain can't handle it, it's too much information. Except people on psychedelics and monks, you know, you might hear it. You know, in fact, I actually talked to someone who said they were on drugs once and they could hear all the harmonics. We do hear them, but we just synthesize them into one tone, one timbre, one harmonic structure, one instrument sound. And we go, oh, that's that instrument sound or that's that person's voice. But what makes it up is all these harmonics. Now, if I'm singing A, the harmonics would actually be, the second harmonic would also be A, the third would be E, then A, then the fifth would be C sharp, and then E, G a quarter flat, A, B, C sharp, D a quarter sharp, E, F a quarter sharp, G, G sharp, A, and so on. So I'm singing all those notes when I simply do, not just A. Now, what's interesting is, you know, just about all sounds have these harmonics in them. There's some sounds that are very pure, like a tuning fork has hardly any harmonics at all. It's almost just one frequency. You can also, there are people that have very few harmonics in their voices, too, like Mariah Carey or Celine Dion. They've got very pure voices where they have very few harmonics. And, but the harmonics that are in a sound actually go into your body just like the sound, any sound does, and they create these little cymatic patterns inside the body. If you haven't checked out cymatics, you can go to Cymascope, CymaScope.com, and there's some really cool videos of cymatics. There's also a lot on YouTube with Hans Jenny. If you do a search for just cymatics, and the Hans Jenny videos will come up as well. And it's simply the sound is creating, it started out by having powder and sand on metal plates, and it creates these little mandala, dancing mandala patterns. But now they've gotten it quite refined where they're using it on little water droplets. And so the water droplet creates this beautiful mandala pattern that is also dancing. So every sound you hear or any sound that hits your body creates these little dancing mandala patterns in every water droplet in your body. So that harmonic structure is being mapped into the water droplets in your body, which is amazing because, you know, so technically right now, every single thing that's gone on that's affected my body in the last week or probably my whole life, in fact my whole life, but especially the last week, is actually coming through my voice harmonically and into your body if you're listening to speakers. So all my fears and frustrations and all my bliss and all the higher consciousness work I've done is going into every cell in your body. So there are no secrets when people speak. We may not know how to decode it, but we are getting all the information from the harmonic structure of a person's voice. We're getting all the information about their divine template and every single way you screwed it up or I've screwed it up or mostly society has screwed it up since the beginning of time, the beginning of our soul, all the way back to past lives, not to mention parents and society from this life. And that modulates the harmonics in your voice. All of that information, your template, which is the template of perfection. So the God frequency is also coming through your harmonic structure of your voice. But all the distortions, you know, all the stuff. it comes through as well. But what's also cool is when you have different crystal bowls with different elements embedded in them. These are called alchemy bowls or alchemical bowls. They embed in the quartz crystal bowl, they'll put a wide range of elements and other types of crystals and metals. So they modulate whatever's embedded in the bowl, also modulates the harmonic structure. So that means if you put 24 karat gold in an alchemical bowl, that gold is going to affect the harmonics of the bowl, which then goes into your body and changes the water droplets based on the harmonics of gold. So essentially, you're getting that energy of gold directly into your body when you play a gold-plated crystal bowl. Let me play some bowls here for you. Hopefully, it'll come through on the phone here. I think you'll be able to hear the harmonics quite well. Oh, I don't have a wand here. Let's see. I can probably play it without. Okay. See if you can hear the harmonics on this. You can hear the low note, the ooh, and the high note. There's the high note and the low note going at the same time. This bowl has titanium in it, which is extremely grounding. Love this one. Okay. Now this one is just clear quartz. It's actually called the golden ray. Listen to the harmonics in this one. They're oscillating. That oscillation, that is a certain brainwave state as well. Again, those harmonics are affecting the water droplets in every cell of your body, especially if you're listening to speakers. They make it there pretty much, even if you're listening just on headphones. And then we have these little quartz tube pyramids. It's a pyramid that's about 6 inches high, made of quartz crystal tubes. And I've got two of them, and when you play them together, you can hear some really high harmonics. Those are a trip. Those really affect, I think, the pineal and the pituitary really directly because they're such high harmonics. So these harmonics that we're talking about are the essence of the quantum world. We had an instructor here that taught for a while that was a quantum physicist, and he explains the quantum world as the harmonic world. Because in the quantum world, in quantum physics, there is no time. So harmonics are just frequencies on top of frequencies. And you don't necessarily need time for them to exist. And he says that you can embed any type of information in a whole bunch of harmonics. and it doesn't even take very many, about 20 or 30, and you can embed like just about the entire universe because of all the different combination possibilities. So he says the quantum world is the harmonic world. So when you go into a place of oneness, or just you get in the zone where time kind of goes away and you just are 1,000% present, then you've entered the quantum world where it's all about harmonic, because that's where all the differences and all the information is carried within the quantum world, is within the harmonics. Now, we live in the melodic world that requires time, one note after another. Ha, 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 ha. Right? So we live in the world of time, which is an illusion, which is interesting to say that's an illusion. But in order to have music, you have to have time in order to have one note after another. Whereas in the quantum world, it's all about just the harmonics. Let's listen to another song here. And this is The Water of Life. You can think of unconditional love as a higher frequency. It's interesting. Some people talk about it as a frequency, but it seems like it would make sense that it's more a harmonic structure. Because love, you can actually bring love into any frequency. And that's the way harmonic structures or sounds are. You could have the sound or harmonic structure of love at any frequency. So it could be high or low, because you can bring love to any frequency. I can bring love to me, or love to ooh, or love to a mid-range where it's commonly thought to be. But it's not dependent on frequency. So it would make sense that love is a harmonic structure, a bunch of frequencies creating a certain type of chord. Right? So let's listen to Water of Life, which is all about bringing unconditional love into your heart. a platinum bowl. It has platinum in it, which is for the high heart. And it's got harmonics that totally open my heart. You know, they've discovered, as I mentioned, that the dolphins, well, I haven't mentioned, the dolphins actually communicate more through harmonics than they do through melody. They do actually do really cool melodies. In fact, they found that dolphins can actually not only remember melodies, but they can finish a melody. You can begin a melody and they'll finish the melody. And they found there's one melody that the dolphins do that is like an ancient Vedic song. So, but they actually work more in the quantum field. And in the quantum field, they create whole holograms of information. There was a woman I interviewed on this show years ago, and she said that the dolphins actually came up to her boat once and taught her how to overtone sing. And I thought, well, what the hell did they say? You know, how did they do it? How did they communicate? And she said that they would do a bleep, right? And within one, she would get a whole hologram of information on how to do the overtone singing. Also, there's a guy that did a presentation here at the school that has a dolphin therapy company in Australia, and he said that they when the dolphins do the bleeps, they transmit this quantum field of energy and information into the people, and that's how they heal them. So the dolphins are like, it's like they're working within the quantum field of no time. And we are in this quantum field of no time, so we can access it at any time. I just remembered I've got this recording of overtone singing, which is actually not overtone singing, throat singing from the Tuvans. This is just one guy doing throat singing, and they're totally bringing out the harmonics. They're really into creating a lot of harmonics that are dissonant together, which would kind of be like the bagpipes, you know. So let's listen to a little bit of the Tuvan throat singers doing harmonic singing. Takes you into the zone, huh? You know, and that's really the deal with harmonics. When you really start tuning into them, you're tuning into another dimension, which is who we are. I mean, you can think of your soul as a harmonic structure. Technically, I would think your soul is one main frequency of who you are. But your soul is not just who you are. Your soul contains all the information about all lifetimes, everything you've learned in every lifetime. So that's where all the information is carried, is the harmonics of around that one main frequency that is you. So you are one main frequency. This is what I've come to believe. And that's, you know, who knows for sure? Who knows for sure? But this is what I feel strongly about, as just studying what everybody talks about and how it all works. We are one main frequency, but we're surrounded by all this other information about all our lifetimes. It's all carried in the quantum field in the harmonic structure as harmonics. And it's part of who we are as well. And, of course, the soul is connected to all frequencies in the universe. We are, you know, the soul is a direct connection to everything. It's in the universe. So as we grow and ascend, or, you know, go into higher and higher consciousness as we learn things in different lifetimes or not, or as most people are really learning a lot right now, because it's an accelerated time, the harmonics become more and more harmonious. Instead of being more dissonant, it seems like our whole process in going to higher consciousness is to harmonize the harmonics of who we are. And that's the process of, you know, working with karma, of working with all of the negative stuff that comes in and around us from society and the entrainment into the craziness and fear and anxiety and all there is. And you can think of fear and anxiety as just really dissonant harmonics. So it's all about harmonizing the harmonics until you get, if you think of the harmonics as one, as a also a physical structure, then where we're headed is to have a soul frequency surrounded by this beautiful sacred geometry structure, which is representative of all the harmonic, non-dissonant, harmonious harmonics. So we end up in this beautiful harmonic structure or sacred geometry structure surrounding our soul. And that's when we just go into bliss. That seems like where we're headed. Complete harmony. Complete harmony. That's who we are. And that's what the universe is complete harmony. And so as we attain this complete harmony, we synchronize with the harmony in the universe, which does include dissonance, but it's really the harmony is where the peace is and stillness. So that's the harmonic structure. And again, our intention here was to tune into that harmonic structure of perfection that we are, that harmonic structure in the quantum field, so we can again get back to seeing all the patterns of the way the entire universe is made, so that we can be in perfect alignment and work with the universe in complete alignment, so there's no harm, and we can heal and then vibrate at really high consciousness vibrations in complete bliss. So hold that vibration for the weekend. The rest, just at least the rest of the night. Or maybe go for it. The weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead. Perfect harmony.